The following program is rated MC9. Some material may be too spooky for children under 9. We suggest listening together as a family.
Mr. Cemetery's Terror Tales.
Welcome back, foolish mortals, for another season of my Terror Tales. Think you're brave enough to listen? Let's find out. I won't keep you in suspense any longer. Tonight's story is about a man who visits a butcher shop and buys some raw meat for his family. And I call this one Pig Meat.
And of course I remember what happened on that terrible evening. Even if I wanted to, I cannot forget the events of that night. I know you don't believe me. No one in their right mind would believe me. I myself have laughed at anyone who have ever hinted at something like that. If I have not seen it with my own eyes, that disgusting, unspeakable, and unnatural spectacle. But you need the details, and I'll have to start from the beginning. We moved into this neighborhood 2 years ago. My wife and I, with our two children, we bought a nice cozy house in this quiet shady street. My wife is a wonderful mother. She spent the whole day doing household chores and our children went to school nearby. And I worked at the city center. We were a happy family. Until some bad luck made me buy that stupid meat. You've probably seen that butcher shop on Main Street. The one where the gloomy fat man stands behind the counter all day wearing the bloody apron and proudly displaying his big lumps of raw meat in the window. In his shop, the meat is always fresh and juicy. No matter how you fry it, roast it, broil it, the succulent meat just melts in your mouth. Now, I don't know what made me enter that wretched shop and buy 3 pounds of pork that evening. Had I known how things would have turned out, I would have never set foot across that threshold. But I was unaware of the dangers. Even though I glimpsed the evil gleam in the eyes of that vile butcher when he handed me the package of meat, and even though I noticed, despite the cold weather, the meat was very warm, how could I have been so careless? When I got home, I threw the package of meat in the fridge and went upstairs, collapsing in the bed without even undressing. It had been a hard day at work, and I was extremely tired. My children were playing somewhere in the street, and my wife was hanging up clothes in the backyard. I didn't sleep very well. I had a very strange dream. I dreamed that I was at a pig farm, wandering around aimlessly, making my way through the mucky sties. Buildings were falling apart and looked almost as if they had been abandoned. There were remnants of stone walls, pieces of charred wood, and other garbage. The sties were filled with pigs, and the disgusting animals were wallowing in the mud, rolling over and over, covering themselves with dirt. These fat pigs stared at me as I walked past with drool and slobber dripping from their snouts. There was something otherworldly, something inexplicable about this place. I wandered among the strange ramshackle buildings and the mucky pigsties as if I was spellbound. Something inside me would not allow me to leave this absurd place. I was looking for something, but I didn't know what. Then I found it, half hidden under a layer of mud. It was a hatch with a rusty iron ring. I don't know why I didn't run away from there at once. Instead, I pulled up the rusty ring, opened the hatch, and peered down into the darkness. A set of stone steps led down to a dungeon. A faint ray of sunlight lit up the tiny corner of the dungeon, and that's when I saw them. Bones! The floor of the dungeon was littered with bones. Hundreds, thousands of skeletons lying there in the dark. And they were very fresh, with hunks of meat still clinging to them. Others were dry and dusty, and they must have been there for years. I don't remember how long I crouched there, staring down into the monstrous cave. All of a sudden, I woke up in a cold sweat. It was the middle of the night. My heart was pounding in my chest and I could barely breathe. I looked over and saw my wife snoring peacefully beside me. Although I tried, I could not get back to sleep. And when I looked out the window, I saw the sky was already beginning to brighten as dawn approached. And I decided to take an early morning drive to calm my nerves. I got into my car and I drove out to the countryside. I wanted to get some fresh air and convince myself that this nightmare was no more than a delusion. When I got back to my house, it was around noon, and as soon as I opened the door, the unmistakable smell of grilled meat hit my nostrils. At that moment, seemed like the most appalling and terrible stench that I have ever smelled. I went into the kitchen and saw my wife and children sitting at the table. They were eating big hunks of juicy roasted meat, the meat that I had bought at the butcher shop. I watched them gnawing the cooked flesh off the bone like wild animals, chewing, chomping, swallowing it down. Their hands and mouth were covered in grease as they licked their lips hungrily. My wife was about to say something to me when she suddenly stopped mid-sentence and started coughing and choking. Children started coughing too. Then, they all fell to the ground and began to withering around and foaming at the mouth. I stood there unable to move. I saw everything, all the hideous details.
No! No, please don't force me to remember that horrible scene. How can I put so much monstrous sights into words? How can I describe the way my wife and children suddenly started gnawing on each other's limbs, tearing off pieces of flesh with their teeth? I can't bear to talk about how they grabbed knives and began slicing the flesh off each other and devouring them. I simply can't put into words the grisly mess as they made as they gobbled and chomped and chewed on each other's bones until there was nothing left. Just three skeletonized bodies laying in a pool of blood and guts on that nice white tile floor in the kitchen. And that's how the police found me the next morning, surrounded by skeletal remains of my beloved family. They dragged me out in handcuffs. They accused me of horrible crimes. They told lies about me and said that I ate my entire family. No! No, it's not true. Don't believe their lies. They're involved in a conspiracy against me. They're protecting the butcher. They've eaten his darn meat, and they're lying to protect him. You too. You've probably ate the meat. That's why you don't believe me. You ate the meat. You're no longer people, you hear me? You're no longer people. You're meat, I say. Living, breathing carcasses covered in horrible, disgusting, juicy, succulent, delicious human meats.
Well, I guess I won't be going to the grocery store now. Cannibals, you just can't trust them.
What did the cannibal choose as his last meal?
Five Guys! Oh yeah, just stop it, just for one episode. Sheesh! Well, that's all the time we have for tonight, my little fiends. Join me over on Instagram at Mr. Cemetery for more skele fun. Until next time, remember to stay spooky.